Hey everyone. So the biggest story in streaming, it seems right now, is a little series on Netflix called The Fall of the House of Usher, based on the works of Edgar Allan Poe. It stars Bruce Greenwood, Mary McDonnell, Henry Thomas, and Carla Gugino, amongst others. It's 8 episodes, and man, I have got to say, Mike Flanagan, who gave us Haunting of Hill House, has put together a Poe universe that is just really astounding. Now, The Fall of the House of Usher is one story by Edgar Allan Poe that does not encapsulate everything in this series. We have Poe's other stories. We have The Mask of the Red Death. We have Murders at the Rue Morgue. We have The Pit and the Pendulum. We have all of them. And what is just so wonderful about this series is how well and almost how effortlessly Mike Flanagan was able to take all of these story elements and build them into this overarching narrative of the House of Usher and how they rose and how they fell, and how all of these other Poe stories contributed to that. It's really just a super impressive achievement in storytelling. He didn't just adapt one story, he adapted them all effectively. And merged them into this unique thing, of which I think Edgar Allan Poe would be proud to see how well his work was interpreted. The work is obviously updated because it wasn't, this doesn't take place in the 1800s. It's updated for now to be current, and yet embodies the same essential terror, existential dread that seems to permeate Poe's work. And he does it across 8 episodes while never losing sight of the big story, which is this prominent, rich, and powerful family. The performances in this are great. Madeline and Roderick Usher, played by Mary McDonnell and Bruce Greenwood. Always great to watch Mary McDonnell, and always underappreciated Bruce Greenwood in this, with their 6 children, three, not their 6 children, obviously their brother and sister. Roderick's 3 children, plus his 3 bastard children. All with their own backgrounds, all with their own perversions, all with their own sets of circumstances, which play perfectly into the various Poe stories that are adapted here. It's just an astounding miniseries if you have not watched it yet. I highly recommend that you do. If you have watched it yet, you have to appreciate how beautiful a thing it is, how wonderful a thing it is. Flanagan just seems to have a gift for crafting these intricate universes, providing all this background. And again, you watch the backgrounds on these, they're great. The cute little cues to Poe's work. You don't even have to have read Poe's works because he's actually so culturally pervasive that you understand 95% of what Flanagan is giving us here. And that's part of the true joy, because it reminds you of the universality of what Poe wrote in the first place, which makes Flanagan's job easier. Not easy, easier, to provide this updated look at it all. And I know some people hate the term, oh, they updated it. They updated it for modern times. There's a big difference. So don't be out there hating for me using that word, updating. It's just really, really spectacular. Like I said, it is currently streaming all 8 episodes on Netflix right now. Go binge it. We binged it in 2 sittings of 4 in this house. And that's mostly because when we started, when we did the first 4 on one night, we actually started too late. So we had to finish it the next day to do the extra almost 4 hours. So check it out. Let us know what you think. But I know you're going to like it. If you make it through all 8 episodes, I know you liked it. It's just that good, especially if you're a fan of the genre and Flanagan's previous works. So check it out. Let us know what you think. Don't forget to like us. Follow us on social media. You know where all those links are. And if you don't, just go to our webpage, vsmoviepodcast.com, and all of those links are there for you. Till we talk to you again, stay safe, take it easy, go watch a good film, because there are many out there, and we will talk to you all later.